Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, scaling up to 8 figures. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Radio, episode number 42, Customer Service is Worthless. Yes, hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-Figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an 8-Figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, systems, processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started. So I actually want you to think about that statement. Customer satisfaction is worthless. How many times have you gone somewhere and the first thing they talk about is, we want to make sure our customers are satisfied? When you think about it, satisfaction is average. Who wants to be average? I don't think you guys do. I know I don't. So if you're trying to scale a business towards 6 figures, 7 figures, or more, I like to talk about scale to sell. That's actually scaling your business with the purpose of selling it, leaving something for your great-grandchildren's children. One of the ways to do that, have an outstanding business with an outstanding customer service. So let's talk about that. What do we mean by customer satisfaction is worthless? What we mean is customer loyalty is priceless. If you have customers that talk about you all the time, you won't have to do as much marketing. That is one of the biggest areas that you can save in business, is when you have your customers talking about you. So let's take a look at something. When I have a scale, I call it ladder of customer service. So if someone brings a lawsuit against you, you better believe they're not going to tell anyone anything positive about your business. As a matter of fact, they're going to do the opposite. They're going to talk so negatively about your business, no one's going to want to do business with you. If someone is pissed off, they may just listen when someone says something bad, or they may add something. If you did them wrong, they'll probably tell 25 people. If they're unhappy, they'll tell at least 10. If they're satisfied, that's what people mean by customer satisfaction. They probably will say something if they're asked. So let's say if someone said, so what did you think of so-and-so's nail salon? You may say, well, it was okay. You don't say anything good and you don't say anything bad. But if someone is very satisfied, they'll tell a few people about you. And the ultimate is loyalty. If you have a customer loyalty program, they will tell everyone about you. You will almost think that it's their business the way they compliment and talk about it so much. So when you have customer loyalty, not only do they tell people, they're proactively telling people. They're seeking people out. I know I have, and I'm quite sure if you think about it, there has been a service or a product that you have used that you were so just amazed about it. You couldn't wait to tell your friends and your mom and your sister and your relatives and coworkers. Well, that is what customer loyalty is about. So you see where that is priceless. And customer satisfaction, kind of worthless. So what can you do to make sure that you always have customers returning, talking so many great things about you? Well, I'm going to tell you, one of the things you want to think about is your customers are your boss. That is right. We all look forward to being entrepreneurs. Why? Because we don't think we're going to have a boss. But you actually do. That's your customers. And you want to make sure you do an outstanding job each and every time, from the person that answers the phone to the last person they deal with. Everyone should be on the same page with customer loyalty. So these are some of the things you can do when you want to actually make sure that you're not going to do the opposite. And that is, one, make sure that when your customers call, you give them a smile over the phone. You can tell if someone is smiling over the phone and when they're not. Make sure you take the time to understand their problem and not feel like they're a problem. Always, always ask, is there anything else you can do before you end the call? Also, go out of your way if someone has a complaint. Take your time. Make sure that you listen. Then once they've paused, then start to talk so they don't feel like you're talking over them. Be as helpful as you can without being not interested or insincere. people like when you're genuinely caring about what they're talking about and not just blowing them off just to get them off the phone. Have a mindset that the customers could be a family member. You wouldn't want your family members to go through having really bad customer service. So make sure you treat each and every one of your customers as if they were a family member. And think about this. They're actually paying your check. They are your paycheck. If you do not have any customers, you will not have a business. So when you start to feel the customers are nagging, they are not worth it, you start to feel they're getting on your nerves, think about this. Be thankful that you have customers that are interested enough in your products and services to call and complain, because we just went over what they can do if they're not happy. And I always like to remind someone, customers that have a need, that means whether they need something from you, guess what? They're going to get whatever it is that you're selling, but they're no longer going to come to you. They will go to someone else. It's not that they don't need the product anymore. They've just decided that they're not going to buy it from you. So I always say, why is it that customers spend so much money on getting new business, and I mean millions, instead of just taking this time and taking care of the ones you already have? So I'm going to give you a couple of examples before we close today with things not to do. One of the things you can do is if you have a customer who talks about policy, don't tell them that it's not your policy to do X, Y, Z. Tell them that in order to be fair to everyone, this is the way you're going to proceed with something they would like you to change. By saying that, that instantly makes the person feel like you care and that everyone gets equal footing instead of just saying that's not my policy. Also, don't be rude. Definitely don't overpromise. Customers hate when you overpromise and then underdeliver. Poor response, they're gone. They're gone on to someone else that really cares. Make sure you're not hard to do business. Don't have a poor image. Don't have a poor product quality. People, no matter how much they pay, care about the quality of your product. Also, make sure you deliver well each and every time. Be consistent. Two companies come to mind that are outstanding when you think of customer loyalty: Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, I personally have experienced their customer loyalty, and they will have customers wrapped around the building. Why? Because of how consistent and how good they are. You have customers talking about them all the time. And if you notice, they don't even have to do a lot of commercials, if any. Why? Because of referrals. So if you're doing really great business, 80% is going to be referral. You only have to go out and actually market for 20% of your business. And if you've been in business at least two business years or more, that's exactly where you should be. So I like to think that today, I hope this episode was informative for you, insightful, and impactful. Join me next week when we actually talk about what you can do to position your business to grow and things you can do to actually get your customers to write great testimonies and referrals for you. A lot of people don't understand. It's so much better to have your customers talking about you than you actually talking about yourself. So let them toot your horn, toot, toot, instead of you're doing it. So next week, join me for episode number 43 on ways to market and to get testimonials from your customers. So we love social media. So please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section.